Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women since 2006. I can't believe that we're in our 11th year now. I'm also the best-selling publisher behind the boutique publishing company, InspiredLivingPublishing.com, which is dedicated to giving visionary female entrepreneurs, coaches, and health practitioners a voice and a high-profile media and publishing platform to share their wisdom, enhance their expert status, and bring their brand out of the shadows. You can grab a copy of our newest bestseller, Midlife Transformation, at midlifetransformationbook.com. And just for a limited time, you will receive access to over 60 transformational gifts. All of my brands, including the show, are dedicated to inspiring women to live their best lives. So welcome. I don't know about you. I'm so excited to be having you join me, Lindsay. And I got to tell you, before I bring you on, I wanted to talk a little bit about morning ritual and how it's changed my life. I love the morning ritual that I have, and I found that it sets my foundation and intention for my day. And I've had a morning ritual for probably 22 years now, and it's evolved with me, right? Started as a gratitude practice, and now it's a combination of different things depending on where spirit leads. And I love creating a morning ritual that includes our children, which I believe, like you, Lindsay, that it gives them a lifetime gift and also makes mornings run much more smoothly. So joining me today is Lindsay McCarthy, co-author of The Miracle Morning for Parents and Families. And she joins me today to share how her framework, CHARMS, which is an acronym for creativity, health, affirmations, reading, meditation, and service, can help create a stronger foundation in your child's day, as well as the entire family. Lindsay is a wife and homeschool mom of two children, founder of the blog GratefulParent.com, and as I shared, co-author with Hal Elrod of The Miracle Morning for Parents and Families, How to Bring Out the Best in Your Kids and Yourself. She enjoys writing, gardening, and playing field hockey. She loves to travel, and I was blown away when I read this. One of her favorite trips was climbing Mount Kilimanjaro when she was 4 months pregnant. So welcome, Lindsay.
Thanks so much for having me, Linda.
Well, I got to say, you know, I love all the Miracle Morning books. I use parts of the Six Savers in my life and highly recommend the series. We have a mutual friend, Stacy and Paul Martino, who are also part of the series. And I love how you integrated the CHARMS when I read the book. You integrated the acronym CHARMS, which we'll talk about in a moment, with the Six Saver Steps. And this process and everything that you created around it is so beautiful. Because I have a 5-year-old granddaughter, and when I was reading about affirmations and all that, that's the kind of stuff I love doing with her, right? I think it's given them gifts. So Let's start right at the beginning. How did you come up with CHARMS?
It's actually a funny story. I didn't really create CHARMS. My son really did. We had been practicing SAVERS as a family for a couple months, and he came to me and he said, "Mommy, I don't get it. Why do I have to save my life?" And, you know, at the time he was six, and for a six-year-old, you know, that doesn't make a lot of sense. He didn't have a whole lot of life experience yet, and he hadn't kind of been beat down by life at all. So he didn't understand, you know, why was it called SAVERS. And so I just said to him, "Well, you know, we don't have to call it that. What do you want to call it?" And we started playing with the words in the Lifesavers. And for us, we had been practicing meditation for a long time. So silence and visualization, for us, we kind of combined into meditation. So we had an M. And at 6 years old, and our daughter was only two at the time, you know, they didn't know how to write yet. So we had been calling that creativity, and they could paint or draw, play with Play-Doh, build with blocks, like just get their heads moving. So we called that creativity. And then for exercise, we also wanted to make sure they got a healthy breakfast in the morning. So we expanded on exercise and called that health for the kids. And then affirmations, we couldn't change. Reading is so important, so we kept that the same. And for Mike and I, who is also a co-author on the book, my husband, we really wanted to instill in our kids this sense of compassion and that we're kind of here to serve other people. So we thought, why don't we put that right in their morning ritual and add what we call service. So it could be a family contribution, like feeding the dogs or, you know, helping me with the laundry or something like that, or even just thinking about how can we be of service in the world today. So making an intention to smile at someone or give someone a sincere compliment.
I love it, too, because the way you just described it, especially because you involved your six-year-old in it, it was speaking and connecting to what he needed, right, to feel more grounded in his day. So, I mean, adults can use all these, but I can see where each of these a child could easily embrace.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the savers are wonderful. I practice the savers myself every morning, but kids are different. So we thought, why don't we have a different acronym just for them?
It's wonderful, and I got to say, like, creativity, affirmations, those two. I haven't used meditation with my granddaughter yet, but we do art projects all the time, and since she was a young child, I got her saying affirmations, you know, and speaking that way, and service is a part of my entire family's life, so she's going to be doing stuff on Earth Day. So tell me, when you started implementing charms in your family, what are some of the benefits you started to see happening that you knew that this was meant to be a bigger message?
Yeah, I think the biggest change for our family was just the conversations that were created out of the charms framework. So instead of in the morning being like, oh, hurry up, we have to, you know, go here or there, you know, hurry up and brush your teeth, it was, hey, why is it important to say affirmations in the morning? And, you know, what does service look like? So it just really elevated the conversations we were having with our kids. And I think that was the biggest change for us.
And I think elevating the conversations shifted the energy, right? You're not frazzled and having the lower vibration, like, you know, feeling that frazzled energy. Hurry up, we got to get out the door. It was, everything sounds more intentional.
Yeah, exactly.
And how old are the kids now?
Now they're 8 and 4.
Okay, so the little one's coming up in the ranks.
Yep.
Now, do you have a favorite out of all of the charms that you mentioned?
I think my favorite has to be service because you know, I think there's kind of this stigma for kids these days that, you know, they're lazy and they, you know, they don't care. You know, there's all these negative things, I think, that are put on kids these days. And I don't see that. I think kids are just as compassionate as they ever have been. And so having that intentional piece of service in the morning has just changed the whole energy in our house where, you know, the little one will jump up and say, oh, Tyler, you need a spoon. Let me get that for you as my service today. And
okay. So, yeah, I was just going to ask. So what do you mean by service within the home? Because I was thinking, does service mean, it doesn't just mean, outside the home, what you do for the community. It means within your own family structure.
Yeah, exactly.
So give the listeners a few ideas of what that looks like in your family.
Yeah, so, I mean, it could be, you know, quote-unquote chores. We like to call them family contributions. So, you know, my son will unload the dishwasher. That's his service for the day. Sometimes his service could even be doing another charm for his sister. So, you know, Ember is 4. She doesn't read yet. So to get the reading done, he might read to her. So he crosses off reading and service at the same time. Or it could, you know, a lot of mornings they'll just ask, hey, Mommy, how can I serve you today? And I might say, oh, I need help feeding the dogs. Could you do that? Or can you take the trash out? Or, you know, whatever I need help with that morning.
I love that. And I love that you changed the name from chores. What was the phrase you used again?
Family contribution.
What it just
actually,
like?
Actually, Amy McCready.
Oh, I love Amy. Yeah, she's wonderful.
She turned me on to that.
Yeah, I just, it's an energetic, you can feel the switch, right? I want to contribute, but do I want to do a chore? No, but I want to contribute, so I love that. And I want to talk about affirmations next when we come back from our break, and I'll be back in a moment with Lindsay McCarthy of GratefulParent.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book? Or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And with me today is Lindsay McCarthy of GratefulParent.com, one of the co-authors of The Miracle Morning for Parents and Families. And right before the break, we were talking about CHARMS, which is an acronym for creativity, health, affirmations, reading, meditation, and service. And Lindsay, you were given some great examples of service that really got me thinking in a new way, some of the fun things I could do with my granddaughter, right? So at their ages, they're pretty young, how do you incorporate affirmations? Do you give them to them? Do they create their own?
We've had them create their own, and what we do is they each have their own little affirmation book, and it just goes by the alphabet. So, you know, we would throw out three choices for A words. Do you want to be awesome? Do you want to be amazing? Do you want to be adorable? You know, and so they would choose the A word, and we just went through We did it kind of one day at a time. Like day one was just your A word, and they would draw a picture. So it was, you know, their affirmation for the day and their creativity for the day. And we did that for the first, you know, 26 days until they had a whole book of their affirmations.
Oh, so this book is created by them.
Created by them. So then now they have 26 affirmations that they say every day. And Tyler now at 8, he's been doing it for over a year and a half. He has his memorized, so he can just spout them out anywhere.
Yeah, I love it.
I have Ember's memorized, so a lot of times now instead of reading it, I'll just say it and she'll repeat it. And some other little tips and tricks, especially for the little ones, you know, they're like, oh, I don't want to say it today. And so we've made it into a song following If You're Happy and You Know It. So we would be like, if you're amazing and you know it, say you're amazing. I'm amazing.
I could see where that would work.
The karaoke machine is great, too. They love saying them into the microphone.
And I think it has so much more power because you're making it real. And I know what you mean, especially with toddlers, right? Where they'll say it 10 times one day, and the next day they're like, no, not happening. Yeah. So I love that idea. And I look at it as this, you know, when I read the charms, I saw this big view, almost like looking down on each of them, and I said, what gifts, what life skill sets you are giving, you and your husband are giving the children, because don't you wish you were taught affirmations when you were young, or how to be still and present? All of these are so powerful, but they're going to, long after they're gone, you know, and leave your home and go on in their own lives, this is something that's going to be with them always.
Exactly. And, I mean, that's why I felt so compelled to write this book, is because I learned all this stuff as an adult, and I'm like, man, if I had known this when I was a kid, you know, how much more centered and grounded would I be? And so when we had kids, we're like, we want to find a way to teach these things to our kids at a young age and, you know, have that be their new normal, essentially.
Well, meditation is one of yours, and at the beginning you said you've practiced meditation yourself for a long time. For those like me, that for many years I would hear that word and go, oh, I can't meditate, I can't sit on a cushion and, you know, instill my mind. And then I realized, you know, especially in the last 10 years, that there's all different forms of meditation. And when I understood that meditation means being still and going within, and how you do that and being fully present in the moment, to me that's the big one. How you do that may look different for every person, right? Now I take moments throughout the day that I call meditative moments, but it may not be sitting on a cushion. So how do you teach a child that? How do you teach them different ways that match them?
Right. It looks different for different people. So kids, they have a lot more energy typically than adults do. So meditating with a 3-year-old, it's going to look a lot different than meditating even with an 8-year-old. So for our younger one, we'll do like yoga poses with her, and that's kind of her meditation. It's a moving meditation, we'll call it. You can do walking meditations where you just go outside and you just say to your kid, like, oh, today we're going to look only for the color red. So it's just getting them to be really present and aware of their surroundings. And you just take a little walk and, oh, here's a red flower. Oh, there was a red car that went by. Oh, I saw a cardinal. That was red. So they're, you know, just getting them to focus on one color or one sound. We use singing bowls a lot with our kids. So you could take a little walk and just have them focus on the sound of the bowl. You can get them to sit too. I think a lot of parents have more hang-ups about meditation than kids actually do. So if you just sit down with them and you're quiet, chances are they'll be quiet too. Guided meditations are great. We use Insight Timer. It's an app on our phone. And they have, you know, meditations as short as a minute on there. And it's just either music or someone telling you to focus on your breathing. One our kids really like is called Smiling Relaxation, where you sit and breathe and the guy has you smile. And by the end, you're just feeling so happy.
Oh, I wrote that.
5 minutes.
I wrote that one down. I knew of Insight Timer, but I wrote the other one down. Because I think it's so important. Guided visualizations I've been using probably, God, my other grandchild is 17 in July, and I've used them with him since he was probably 3 or 4. There's a couple companies out there. Lori Light of Stress Free Kids is got amazing guided meditation. She was actually on Shark Tank and won a few years ago, like 8 or 9 years ago. So check it out. I don't know why I'm being led to share that with you, but maybe it's for the audience too. Stressfreekids.com, best guided meditations and affirmation books. They're gorgeous. But I started using them with him, and I wasn't using guided meditations in my own life, but when I saw these products, I go, oh my God, I could see how this could help him, right? And of course, we want to do whatever we can for our children or grandchildren. It was by listening to them with him that I said, oh, I want to look into this for me. And now it's been that long that I've been using them. Using them in my own life more regularly, I should say. So do the kids, do they really become present? Do you notice the difference as time's gone on?
I do, and I think kind of the goal of meditation in my world is that you're moving towards where you're in more of a meditative state versus not, where you're always kind of present in the moment. And I think kids actually live that way more naturally than adults do.
Oh, I agree.
So we can actually learn a lot from them. You know, you'll see a kid and they'll be watching a butterfly so intently, and you know, people will say kids have no focus these days, but if it's something they want to focus on, they will.
Oh, yeah. And like, they notice everything right down to the colors on the butterfly's wings, you know. And I noticed that in my granddaughter. The beautiful thing about that I've noticed having a young one, because there was a big space between the two grandchildren, I'm 55 and having a five-year-old in my life again, is I'm a busy entrepreneur, but the moment I'm with her, I feel like I'm so grounded in my body and fully present, because I don't want to miss everything she's witnessing, right? Because it's a reminder of this is how we were born. This is how it's meant to be. We just got to come back to that as adults.
Yeah.
What's your meditation practice, your personal one?
That's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning. You know, my alarm goes off and I go straight to either Insight Timer, or I have a meditation coach. Her name's Janai Lane, and she has her own guided meditation that she does. So I'll either listen to that, and then, you know, throughout the day, similar to you were saying, I'll have these little meditative moments where I'll just take a minute or five and just kind of check in with myself, like, where am I right now? And I've also tried to incorporate meditation into daily tasks that I already do every day. For example, washing the dishes has kind of become a meditation for me, where I'll just try to get really present and feel the water on my hands and, you know, hear the clinking of the dishes and be really mindful about where I place the dishes to dry, and, you know, just making things I already do a meditation.
I love that. I do that with the dishes too, because right outside that window are the bird feeders, beautiful copper bird feeders, and there's always something going on there. And when I started doing that, Lindsay, there was a moment I remember going, how many years did I stand here and not even see that? because I was in my head, right? And I've been in this home, I'm going to be, almost 17 years, because we built it when Ty was coming. And, I catch that now. I'm like, wow, how many times did I stand here and miss? You know, like my mind was somewhere else, you know, and God knows how many dirty dishes I put in the cabinet, right? Because I wasn't present. But, those are what I mean by meditative moments, like you just shared. Doing the dishes, being fully present, witnessing. One of the other things I noticed, too, right before we go to break, is just stepping outside, right? And not rushing from the house to the car, and just stepping outside and pausing, right? And just feel the air on my face, listen to the sounds. Because for many years, especially in my 30s and 40s, I was, 100 miles an hour, rushed to the car, and it's like, my honey would go, oh, did you see the eagle in the nest across the pond? I'm like, what? What pond? We live on a pond, right? And he'd go, babe, there's so much beauty around and you're always rushing through. And now it's so different for me. And I, like you said earlier, that's what we want for our children, right? We don't want them to wake up like I did later in life. We want them to have all these gifts and the charms and everything you're teaching is giving your children that. And now it's being shared everywhere through your new book. And let's talk about your book when we come back from our break. We'll be back in a moment with Lindsay McCarthy of GratefulParent.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Beautiful one, if you're living your life by default and feeling disempowered, disconnected, and disenchanted, it's time to tap into your goddess power and use that divine energy to create the magical life of your dreams. As part of the Goddess Lifestyle Alchemy Program, creatrix Lisa Marie Rosati guides you through the 12 aspects of your life while tapping into the archetypes, the four elements, the divine, and practical magic. By connecting to the divine and working with universal laws, your life suddenly shifts from going through the motions and struggles to seeing divine love and purpose in all aspects of your life. If you're ready to design your magical life, visit Lisa at goddesslifestyleplan.com for an abundance of supportive resources.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and you're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Lindsay McCarthy, one of the co-authors of The Miracle Morning for Parents and Families. Lindsay and her husband, Mike, as well as Hal Elrod, put out this book that brings together what everyone knows as The Miracle Morning Six Lifesavers, with Lindsay and Mike's CHARMS, the acronym which serves as the framework for what they teach, and we've been discussing a lot of that in today's show. So I can hear your passion, Lindsay, for really wanting to get this message out there to others with children that there is a way to really transform the energy in your house and your relationship with your children by using charms. What's happened since you released the book? It must be a whirlwind.
It has been a whirlwind for sure. We started the blog, and I've been doing interviews like this on podcasts and different radio shows, and it's just been really fun getting to know some other families who are on the same path, who want the same things for their kids.
Do you see that a lot of homeschooling families in maybe in your circle, I would feel that they, especially because, you know, they have more hours in the day with their children, that they could incorporate this even much more easier.
Yeah, a lot of my friends are homeschool parents also because I homeschool our kids. And for us personally, when we started homeschooling, I kind of missed that structure that, okay, we have to get up at a certain time to get somewhere at a certain time. And so the Miracle Morning has really given us that structure that we were missing from a traditional school environment. And I've found other families have felt the same. But I also know a lot of families who are in traditional schools, and they've said that the Miracle Morning has helped them to not feel that rush in the morning.
Oh, I think I think how we start our day sets the tone for the whole day, but also it creates the trajectory of where you're heading with your life, right? Because if you're always rushing and you're never fully present, you're not directing where you want your life to go. Since I started my morning rituals way back, and like I said, I started with a gratitude practice. I was in a really hurting place. And I said, you know what? I'm doing this every morning before I lift my head up off the pillow. I didn't call it a morning ritual back then. It just became one. And every morning I would make myself feel in my heart five things I was grateful for. And at that time, it was tough to find five things because I was in a tough spot. But I have to tell you, Lindsay, and I'm sure you've noticed this, the more I stayed committed to it and became daily, my heart started changing, my energy started changing, things showed up in my life differently, and within a month, I added the evening ritual of that same practice. And now I live in gratitude. It's been 21 years. I'm in a state of gratitude, so now my morning ritual looks different, but I have to start my day with a ritual, whether it's listening to an inspirational speaker, my angel cards, reading a spiritual or personal development book, something that is just about being with myself and my spirit.
Yeah, I think, you know, the way you do one thing is kind of the way you do anything. So the way you wake up in the morning is going to be the way you live your life. And if you're intentional about the way you're waking up in the morning, you're going to be intentional about the way you live your life, and, you know, you're going to achieve all the goals that you've set out for yourself.
It's so true. So now, even with the children, charms is incorporated. This is how they start their day, with one or more of these, this framework.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to pick, or you just have it. You have this beautiful structure now in place, so it becomes almost routine for them. So as they grow up, it's just going to become a part of who they are.
Yeah, for our kids, they have little charms trackers, we call them. And, you know, it has all the charms on there, and they cross them out as they do them each morning. And Tyler, now at 8, is completely self-sufficient. He makes his own breakfast for health, and he does a little workout routine, and, you know, he has his all dialed in. He does all 6, no problem, on his own in the morning. Ember, on the other hand, she still needs a little help. So, you know, that's when I'm helping her with her affirmations, we do a lot of games in the morning to get her exercise in. So Simon Says is a favorite in the household. Or, you know, kind of follow the leader type games where I'll be doing jumping jacks and she's following behind doing jumping jacks.
Oh, my God, I love it. And how old is she? She's a little younger than McKenna, I think.
She's four.
Yeah, but look what you've given her. I mean, she's seen a role model in her brother, right? And then you're assisting her. I mean, I bet in a short time she's going to be, like, right behind him. She's going to have her own routine created because you're giving him that foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't doubt it at all that in another year she'll have her affirmations memorized and, you know, it'll be second nature to her as well.
Now, I know you mentioned a moment ago that the first thing you do when you get up in the morning is you go to, you know, Insight Timer. So it sounds like, if I'm correct, that you get up before your kids. So it sounds like you get up before the household is up and you create your sacred time, which I believe is important as a mom.
Yeah. Yeah, the goal is always to be up at least 15 to 20 minutes before they are, or before Ember is anyway. Because now that Tyler is self-sufficient, you know, sometimes I'll still be in bed and I hear him downstairs saying his affirmations or making himself breakfast. And I'm in my room doing my affirmations and my reading and writing and meditation, and I can hear him downstairs doing his. But it is definitely important to have that space and time for yourself in the morning. So if you know, and it's definitely more difficult the younger your kids are, especially if they're in that phase where they're still waking up in the middle of the night. But when my kids were in that stage, I would do a lot of the savers while I was feeding them. So, like, I would meditate with my kids, and I would read, you know, or listen to an audiobook while I was feeding them.
It's like learning how to integrate everything in the time that you had. Because, like you said, when you have a younger one that's more depending on you, it is hard to find time to yourself as a mom.
It is, for sure. But I think the goal of the Miracle Morning, too, is it is about self-care. And it's about living the life that you want to create instead of, you know, letting the world dictate that for you.
It's so true, and it's something I've learned over the years that if we don't take care of ourselves, especially as women, we don't have anything to give, right? But more important than that, I've found, especially raising a daughter, my daughter's now 33, and she's the one that has the five-year-old, is I was a role model for her. Right? So if I didn't start taking care of myself, then I was going to raise a child that overgave also, you know? And so, and now that McKenna's here, I see that the chain of how things go, I'm so grateful that my daughter has always been one, she's different from me, that took time for self-care and does quiet time every night. And she does it like the creative project. She nourishes herself, and I didn't do that for many of the years when she was young, right? I was always on the go trying to, you know, be super mom and a single mom at the same time. So I love that what you're teaching also ties into take care of mom, too.
Yeah. And, I mean, even throughout the book, we kind of say focus on your own miracle morning before you even introduce it to your kids, because they are always watching, and our actions always speak louder than our words, especially with our kids. So,
well, they say they'll actually go by your actions, not what you preach to them, right? Like if they see a disconnect between the two, it will always be the actions that they mimic, right?
Yes.
So if you say eat healthy, I'm using that one as an example, but you do the opposite, they're not hearing eat healthy, they're going to follow the path that you're leading by example.
Yes, I believe that wholeheartedly.
And so your husband co-wrote the book with you. So
That was must have been a powerful experience to have both of you on board with the whole Charms, you know, process and foundation. I think that's powerful for your family to have both of you. So how did the two of you come together for that?
It was actually really fun. We would go out on date nights and just bring a pad and pencil with us and talk about, you know, what do we want to put in this book? And selfishly, we kind of wrote it as an operations manual for the running of our own family. And, you know, if we had the perfect family life, what would it look like? And that's what we put in the book.
I love it because I think those are the best books. It's the best anything, products, programs, when it comes from this deep desire to serve, which I could feel through our conversation it does, but also from living the experience. You knew what you wanted to create in your family, and then now it's occurring in so many others. And we'll talk more about that when we come back from our break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
What if you could live the life of your dreams, the life that you came here to live? What if you were able to honor your gifts and passions, turn them into a heart-centered business, and make a big difference in the world, all while living authentically and doing the work you love? It is possible. Patricia Young, president and founder of InnerProsperityAcademy.com, knows that awakening to your own truth, aligning with your life purpose, and having your own business is one of the most exciting and courageous things you will ever do in your life. Patricia helps spiritual, sensitive, and growth-oriented women start, grow, or transition into a business they love so they can go from working for a paycheck to working for a mission. For supportive resources, programs, and more to help you do just that, visit InnerProsperityAcademy.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on Om Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Lindsay McCarthy of GratefulParent.com. So I don't think it's selfish at all when you said, you know, we wrote the book to be an operations manual for our family. What I believe is like your two hearts came together going, if we can get this to work for our family and create this beautiful structure, and that helps our family flow, and we can tweak it like you guys have, imagine the lives that can be changed, because that's what's happened now. And, you know, I had a download earlier that I could see this being a curriculum for homeschool parents or for anyone, but start with the homeschool. I'm like, oh, my God, create a curriculum that you guys could offer because it's powerful. And then unfold it from there. But I really can see this. I can see how powerful it is. You just have to provide, you know, families with the framework so they can, even bigger than the book that as it is already, to really dive deep, because this can change everything for so many families, Lindsay.
And I mean, I could see it in homerooms across the country, too.
That's what I mean. Like, where could you start? Just, like, you already have the into homeschooling industry. It's like, oh, my God, get it there. Prove the model. Then I could see this. Like, I would love if this was taught at my granddaughter's preschool.
right? They teach, don't get me wrong, I love her preschool. They teach amazing stuff. But this is my style, right? I believe in affirmations, meditation. All of them give the core basics. So I'll have to keep following you to watch for this to unfold, because I really feel that's where you're being led.
Yeah. What I'm working on now is actually a kids' book version of the charms, which is a bedtime story that parents can read to their kids that will walk them through their morning ritual. And then it ends with bedtime affirmations that they can say.
That is beautiful. I'm sure you have it's going to be amazing. And I know, like, McKenna and Tyler, they love those kind of books where they feel like it's almost about them, right?
Yeah.
Like they can picture themselves in the story. Well, congratulations. I'm really excited for you and for the lives that are going to be changed. So that's what you have coming up next. I want to talk about what we talked to, what showed up in your introduction when I read that you were on Mount Kilimanjaro when you were 4 months pregnant. I was like, oh my God, how did you do that?
Yeah, so my husband and I, we had booked this trip to Mount Kilimanjaro, and then we started trying to get pregnant for some reason. We thought it was going to take a long time, and it didn't take any time at all. And so then I ended up being pregnant on the trip, and, you know, I talked to my doctors beforehand and got the scoop, and they said, you know, you'll probably be, or the baby will be fine, but you'll probably suffer more of the altitude sickness or whatever. And so I kind of took that as a metaphor for parenting. I was like, well, isn't that what I'm in for the next, you know, part of my life, being a parent, that he'll always get what he needs and I might suffer a little bit.
Yeah. And how did it go?
It went great. We summited all the way to Uruhu Point, and I did get a little sick, but so did pretty much everybody. So, yeah, I made it all the way to the top, and my husband was super supportive and, you know, stayed by my side the whole time. He wouldn't let me carry a pack on summit day. The guide took my pack for me, but...
You did it. Congratulations. That's one heck of a milestone.
Yeah. It's actually at the very end of the hike, they have this whole celebration where they present you with a certificate if you summited. And because we knew we were going to name him Tyler, we asked if they would give the baby a certificate. And they did. And it has his name on it. And we put it up in his nursery. So... maybe someday he and Dad will go back and do it together.
Well, you know what's funny? He could be in school right now going, you know, I don't know if you know it or not, but I summited Mount Kilimanjaro. He was there, right?
He was there, yeah.
That's a heck of a story to be able to tell in school and have the certificate to prove it. So that's adorable. So tell me a little bit about the Grateful Parent blog that you started and what women can expect if they swing by to visit you.
Yeah, so I kind of started that blog as just a continuation of the learning that I was doing as a parent and as a person since writing the book. So there's, you know, things on self-care. There's in the book, there's 12 different parenting profiles. I think 3 or 4 of them are independent blog posts as well. And there's all kinds of stuff on there.
That's wonderful.
Kind of runs the gamut. Whatever I'm feeling like writing about is kind of what I write about. So,
have you been doing any workshops or speaking, you know, live events in your area?
Yeah, so there's an event coming up called One Life Fully Lived. It's in Philadelphia at Temple University, June 3rd and 4th. And I'll be doing a live charms workshop with the kids there. Other than that, I haven't been doing too much speaking.
That's wonderful, though. And I love that you're stepping out. I think those opportunities are going to come more and more. So if there's a mom listening to say, you know, I don't know where to get started. If I had to start, if I had to start with one, would they choose the one that relates specifically to their child's own energy and vibe? Or do you have one that you generally recommend? If you're going to start, let's start with this one.
I mean, for us, we started with affirmations. It's kind of an easy one to start with because it's not too daunting. Like, you just have to say, I am whatever. And creativity is also an easy one to start with because kids generally like being creative. So if you can combine those together, like have them create the little affirmation book, which, you know, we just folded paper in half and stapled it and called it their affirmation book. And it doesn't have to be fancy.
I think it's beautiful. It's precious. It has more meaning by you because at the end of the 26 days, as your family did it, you know, one a day, that's something they created. So not only do the affirmations, I feel, have even more meaning because they're drawing them out as they're saying them, but at the end, they get this beautiful project that they know came from their heart.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, that moving forward, that can be their reading for a couple days or a couple months until they get them memorized. And, you know, just baby steps in introducing it. You know, you don't, in the book, The Charms is actually in a chapter called Playfulness. And that's the spirit it should be in. It should all be really fun and playful for the kids. And if it's not, you know, they're not going to want to do it. So.
I'm glad you said that because it can't, especially when we're talking about this, right? We're talking about this is so intentional. It can't be another to-do. It can't feel like a chore. I love that you talked about that just now, that it has to stay playful so that it becomes something they want to do. And when that happens, that's when it becomes just a natural habit.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler's at the point now where it's just a habit. He wakes up, he does his charms. Like, there's just no question in our house that that's how we start the day. And, you know, Emmy still needs a little work. But
she's coming up in the ranks, so she'll be there soon.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, Lindsay, for being here and sharing your wisdom. And I want to mention the name of the book again. It's The Miracle Morning for Parents and Families. It's available at Amazon. You can also go to gratefulparent.com to learn more about Lindsay and the Charm System. So thank you again, Lindsay, for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was great.
And I want to thank everyone for joining us for Inspired Conversations. Listen in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern for more sacred conversations with visionary women like Lindsay, who are here to share their feminine wisdom to support you in living your best life. For even more inspiration, claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine, which includes over 40 transformational gifts. You can do that at subscribe2aspire.com. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.